This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Upendra Yadav elected as Janata Samajwadi Party's parliamentary party leader. Five student unions demand appointment of university's office bearers through open competition. Health Ministry reports 3,106 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. 23 people succumbed to COVID-19 today itself. And fighting rages as Taliban besiege three major cities in Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. Upendra Yadav has been elected as the parliamentary party leader of Janata Samajwadi Party. The party's parliamentary party meeting held at Simadarbat today unanimously elected Yadav as parliamentary party leader. Yadav's candidacy to the post was proposed by party leader Mahendra Rai Yadav and seconded by party leader Dr. Baburam Bhattarai. The parliamentary party meeting was attended by 20 members of the House of Representatives and two members of the National Assembly from the party. Five students' unions have demanded an end to the culture of appointing universities office bearers on the basis of political shading. A delegation of the student unions today called on Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba at his official residence in Baluwatar and demanding the appointments through open competition. The delegation has sought removal of B.P. Koirala Institute of Health Sciences Vice-Chancellor, who is alleged of corruption and irregularities. The Standing Committee meeting of the CPN UML called for today to discuss the party unity initiatives has been postponed. CPN UML Parliamentary Party Deputy Leader Subhash Nimang said the meeting was postponed for tomorrow as the leaders of the dissolved Unity Task Force members urged to do so. Earlier, the dissolved task force leaders had stressed on concluding the party unity process soon for saving the party from possible harms. CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has said those who do not return to the party realizing their mistakes will be missed out from the party's mainstream. Addressing the Kathmandu District Committee meeting of the party, Chairman Oli directed the party leaders and cadres to distribute the party's portfolio judicious signing personal interest. He also asked the party leaders and cadres to rise from the personal interest and remain focused on party's ideology. Senior leader of CPN UML, Madhav Kumar Nepal, has directed the students' unions to stand against wrong trends. Speaking at a program organized by Central Committee of All Nepal National Free Students Union in Kathmandu today, Leader Nepal directed students to work with sense of dedication and honesty to control the tyrannical and arbitrary acts. Meanwhile, Leader Nepal urged the government to form a committee to bring out the facts surrounding the missing of a youth in Darsula after falling from broken rope bridge. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyle nai majale chalaune.
स्टार 14-15 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. द मिनिस्ट्री अफ हेल्थ एण्ड पपुलेसन हेज रिकर्डेड 3,106 न्यू केसेस अफ COVID-19 इन नेपाल टुडे. मीनवाइल 1,916 COVID-19 पेसेन्ट्स रिकभर्ड टुडे इटसेल्फ. With this, the total number of recoveries from COVID-19 has reached 652,177 till the date. With this, the recovery rate now stands at 94.1%. Likewise, 23 people succumbed to COVID-19 today taking the COVID death toll to 9,857. The government is to bring 18.4 million doses of anti-COVID vaccines by coming mid-October. Releasing a press statement yesterday, spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Krishna Prasad Poryal, informed that a total of 18.4 million doses of anti-COVID vaccines were being brought from China, Japan and India. A spokesperson Poryal further said procurement process of 15 million doses of vaccines could be administered to teens above 12 has also been forwarded. The tunnel construction work of 140 megawatt Tanahu hydroelectricity project has been completed. Project chief Achyut Babu Khimre said the construction of the tunnel to raise the surge tank construction site got completed on Friday. As the road access was tough for the site, Chinese company Sino Hydro completed the construction of the tunnel way. Earlier, the access tunnel road to the powerhouse was completed on the 16th of June, and another tunnel was constructed leading to dam site was completed on the 4th of June. This news comes to you from Beijing, Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Fighting is said to be raging around three major cities in southern and western Afghanistan as Taliban militants seek to seize them from government forces. Taliban fighters are reported to have entered parts of Herat, Lashkar Gah and Kandahar. They have made rapid gains in rural areas since it was announced almost all forces troops would leave by September. But the fate of these key cities could be crucial amid fears of humanitarian crisis and how long government forces will be able to hold out. The fundamentalist Islamist militia is already thought to have captured up to half of all Afghanistan's territory. Newly reported COVID-19 cases in Olympic host city Tokyo surged to a record high of 4,058 on Saturday, exceeding the 4,000 mark for the first time and overshadowing the Summer Games. Meanwhile, in the medal tally of the ongoing Olympics, China has remained at the top with 21 gold, 13 silver and 12 bronze medals. Games host Japan is in the second position with 17 gold, 5 silver and 8 bronze medals. Likewise, the USA now is in the third position with 16 gold, 17 silver and 13 bronze medals. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the country. And there are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudhir Pashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Beijing, Nepal, Pudisa. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Upendra Yadav elected as Janata Samajwadi Party's parliamentary party leader. Five student unions demand appointment of university's office bearers through open competition. Health Ministry reports 3,106 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. 23 people succumbed to COVID-19 today at 12. And fighting rages as Taliban besiege three major cities in Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.